With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump has made good on his pledge to impose new tariffs on America's three largest trading partners.
The president followed through on his threatened tariffs, slapping 25% levies on goods from Canada and Mexico, plus an additional 10% on Chinese imports. He's convinced that tariffs are the answer to America's fiscal problems. But some economists predict higher inflation, and news of the tariffs sent stocks tumbling yesterday. On Capitol Hill, Democrats slammed the president's plan, while some uneasy Republicans are worried about the possible economic fallout. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now in effect, a pause in U.S. military aid to Ukraine as ordered by President Trump. Also at SRNNews.com, measles has sickened nearly 150 mostly unvaccinated people in rural West Texas, and a school-aged child has died. Also, cases in New Mexico, where parent Macy Lane says that when all is said and done, she's glad her kids have been vaccinated.
We don't normally do, like, flu vaccines or anything, but, like, the tetanus, the DTaP shots, or the measles and the mumps, and we did those vaccines. We don't normally do, like, flu vaccines. We kind of are fight it out people, but for major scenarios like this, it makes me very thankful that we did vaccinate and kind of one less worry as a parent.
Pediatrician Dr. Tammy Camp says the measles vaccine, highly effective, but typically it's not administered until a child is a year old. She says that has many parents of very young children very worried. Linda McMahon confirmed by the Senate to lead the Department of Education. That's an agency that President Trump wants to abolish. Wall Street fears a potential tariff war. As a result, there's a sell-off on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is down 602 points, NASDAQ off 251. This is SRN News. Americans do not trust the mainstream media.
A new Gallup poll finds that less than one-third of adults think that the major news outlets are telling them the truth most of the time. Christians are especially skeptical given their treatment by the big networks and publications. Another poll reveals that less than 20% of reporters say they know very much about religion. The decline in media trust is most pronounced amongst Republicans, but Democrats' trust is down as well. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wyoming's only full-service abortion clinic has stopped providing abortions, but it remains open after the state's governor signed a law requiring such facilities to be licensed as surgical centers. Wellspring Health Access remains staffed. It continues taking phone calls from patients while its owner challenges the new law in court. Abortion in Wyoming remains legal, pending a court case challenging bans the state has passed since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. SRN News. Well, Ben Franklin may lose his place on the Benjamin.
Congressman Brandon Gill of Texas said that he plans to introduce a bill to feature President Trump's likeness on the $100 bill once his current term concludes. Gill said in an interview, quote, President Trump could be enjoying his golden years and spending time with his family. Instead, he took a bullet for this country and is now working overtime to secure our border, fix our uneven trade relationship with the rest of the world, make American energy independent again, and put America first by ending useless foreign aid. Gill said replacing Benjamin Franklin with Trump on a $100 bill, quote, is a small way to honor all he will accomplish these next 4 years. Bernie Bennett reporting.
For a second time, the Associated Press asking a federal judge to restore its access to presidential events. In an amended lawsuit, AP says the White House has doubled down on retaliating against the news outlet for its refusal to recognize President Trump's renaming of the Gulf of Mexico, which is now the Gulf of America. More details, SRNNews.com.